Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Sippy Talk, where the board is not working, and it looks like today we are going to have some technical issues besides the fact that we also have a glitch with our guest, because today again Ken Gerber was going to be the guest for the day, and he was going to talk about very, very specifically the 7 steps to take us to an amazing life. And so he was unable to come because he got stuck at work, and he will be here definitely next time when we are able to get him. But we decided that until then, there's no reason for you to miss out. So we're going to start with a few of the steps, specifically the first 3 steps to create an amazing life. And the 7 steps are really 7 laws of nature, laws of the universe. And those are the laws that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the first 3 laws. But since the board is not working and the music is not working, let me give you a verbal introduction to the show. Because it is time to step into the tippy zone, where we explore the other side of the reality. The side that allows you to reshape your life, to step into your power, and to connect to the fact that we are all one. Sippy Talk is specifically dedicated to get you from here to where you want to be. So welcome to Sippy Talk. My name is Sippy Felsenstein, and I am dedicated to explore a life that is lived with clarity, confidence, control, and with awareness. And as we are here chatting about how to create your amazing life with the 7 laws of nature, we are going to be working diligently on the board to try to make it work. And if it does happen to stop working as we talk, I will let you know. And I will definitely show you the introduction that we were supposed to have today so that you can enjoy it. And when I say diligently, I mean working on it and talking at the same time. But as you know, multitasking doesn't really work so great. Because it doesn't work so great, it's hard to focus and talk at the same time. But I did it. I got the board up, and now it's all lit up, a whole bunch of errors. But we're going to start all over again. So here we go.
Been running through me like you got somewhere to be. You're stuck in a full-time daydream.
Every night I'm in bed, you're just a name in my head, and I say it like it's
So yes, here we are. We finally got the board working with the official music for our show,
Newborn.
And you can check them out at newborn.com. Amazing music. They just came out with a new EP. And we're going to have and feature one of their singles in the next few weeks. They also have a show coming up on the 19th, right in New York City. So if you are in New York City, just tune on in, drop us a line, comment, and we will give you the information. Come see them live. Newborn, amazing music. And today, we were going to have Ken Gerber as our guest. And Ken Gerber was unable to make it away from work and into the phone or wherever it was that he had to go. And therefore, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the first three laws of the universe, the first three laws of nature, so that you will be able to kind of get a feel what Ken is about. And that is going to be a great start. It's going to be a great opportunity and a great start for you to start with, because we have seven steps and it's about creating your amazing life. And Ken Gerber actually had to overcome all kinds of different things. Let me give you a little bit of information about him and about his experience. He was challenged as a child with depression, and his depression was very severe. It wasn't just a depression. It was actually to the point where he was suicidal, and that's why he knows what it is to be depressed. And then he was diagnosed with ADHD. And the doctor said it was so severe that they didn't even know how he was able to even have a life. But somehow he found a way to overcome that. And he uncovered the laws and how to change his life. And he says that now I'm healthy and happy, and you can be awesome. And so that's where the seven laws of the universe come from, which he followed to get away from his problems, which was depression, ADHD, ADCD, or all those letters that confuse me to no end. But still, it's a major thing, because most people that have that end up being on some kind of medication for the rest of their lives. So, yes. And so today we're going to also have open phones. Let me give you a phone number to call in if you're listening live right now. You can call in at 914-338-0686. We're going to be talking about the seven laws of nature that are designed specifically to get you to your amazing life or to your amazing life mission. And so because we're talking about Ken, it's definitely not something that I came up with or that he came up with. He put it together really neatly. His amazing life's mission, his mission is to nurture and inspire you to greater peace, love, and happiness. To empower others to overcome limiting beliefs and pains that develop during life. To guide growth, develop hope, and create leaders who will reshape the world. And that's pretty powerful. And it definitely goes along with Tippy Top, which is to take you from here to where you want to be. And if you want to reshape your life because it is horrible and you want to make it amazing, then that's what you would have to do. You would have to follow these seven steps. at least just a start. Or if your life is pretty good and going pretty great, but you want to make it better. Why not? You always want to make it better. Then incorporating these 7 steps, and if your life is in a pretty good shape, you probably already are aware of it and using it to some degree, consciously or unconsciously. And so this will just reinforce it. Or wherever you are standing on that bridge of where you're at and where you want to be, this will help you cross that bridge and get right there. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to start with the first 3 laws that we talked about. But I have to say that even though we're not going to go through all of them, because we're going to have Ken come back for the rest of it. So no matter how many laws there are, and there are laws, the law of gravity works whether you believe in it or not. The law of nature works whether you are aware of it or not. The law of attraction definitely works whether you do it consciously or unconsciously. And everything you do have in your life is there because of the law of attraction. So before we start with the first law, which is the law of vision, which I'm going to explain to you exactly the way Ken explains it here. And then when he comes back to us, which we're hoping next week, he'll be able to go into detail of how that law works for him and maybe give a specific example of what has happened. And so before we go into the law of attraction, we're going to listen to another one of the amazing songs of Angel of Newborn, which is called Angel of My Life. Check it out. Yes, angel of my life. This is for all the angels out there that are looking to tap into the soul and spirit and follow your passion to an amazing life. As presented by Ken Gerber. So, thank you so much, Alan James from Newborn. Amazing. Amazing voice. And so the law of vision, you're not ready for it, and if you already have a pen and paper ready, because the law of vision is the very first and very important part of getting to your amazing life. The law of vision has been spoken of many times in many different ways. But most recently, of course, in a book called The Secret. The author spoke of vision, and the idea here is to see what you want and to see it clearly and to picture yourself in that environment. So visualization, vision. And here's a quote. In order to carry out a positive action, we must first develop a positive vision. Sit back, relax, close your eyes, and see what it is that you would like to see yourself doing if everything you need to get there was already in place, even if it seems so outrageous to you. If you want to visualize yourself walking with someone that you're passionately in love with and who is passionately in love with you, then sit back and go ahead and visualize yourself with that. Visualizing it is calling it into your life, planting it in your imagination, which is where everything starts from. Everything you do, everything you say, is in your imagination. And visualization is only the first step, but it is a really, really important step. So imagine the life that you want to have, and then create a vision of that life. You have to build a very clear vision, and knowing who you are and how you look in the life you want is important, very, very important. View the possibilities, not the problem. So if you think that this cannot happen or if it's so far-fetched, don't allow yourself to go there. Just view it. See it right now. We're not talking about emotions yet. We're not taking it for the next step. Now we're just talking about the vision. So like I said, building a clear vision is knowing who you are and how you look in the life you want. It is important. View the possibilities, not the problems. Go as far as you need to in order to get away from the things that are holding you back. So just go way out there. Go out on the cliff. But not so far that you can't see how you got there from where you are. Yes, did you hear that? But not so far that you can't see on how you got there from where you are. This is exactly what Tippy Talk is about. It's how to get where you want to be from where you are now. Once you cross that bridge, you will be where you want to be. And then all that is left to do is rejoice and then go and take on the next adventure. So the questions that you want to ask yourself is, what would that life look like? That's what you think about. What things would you include in your vision? What kind of success? What kind of health? What kind of wellness? What kind of fitness? Who is going to be there? Your family, your loved ones, your friends, people you know, people you don't know. And how much money are you going to have? So vision is the first step in creating an amazing life. Is by seeing the outcome, knowing who you are and what you are about. Having a true vision is the start of everything amazing. So that is the number one thing to do. Go ahead and write that down. Grab a pen and a paper, because we are going to talk about 7 steps to your amazing life. And today we're going to cover the first 3 steps. And we're going to give Ken Gerber the opportunity, Ken Gerber, not Google Gerber, Ken Gerber the opportunity to speak about the rest of it next week, right here on Tippy Talk. And so we just finished talking about law of vision. You are listening to Tippy Feldenstein here on Tippy Talk every week on Monday, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And for those of you who don't know, p.m. means in the afternoon. I just had this whole big thing about a.m., p.m. because I hear people saying 6 a.m. in the morning. And that really doesn't make me happy. It's one of those stupid little things that makes me cringe. So if I say 5 p.m., I don't have to say 5 p.m. in the afternoon, because you already know 5 p.m. is afternoon every week, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, right here on Sippy Talk. And so if you're ready for law number two toward your amazing life, we are going to start with law number two in your amazing life, and I'm going to put on the shamanic music for it. This music, you can listen to it as you visualize it, and it will help you visualize it. You can listen to it as you are thinking about what you want, and it will help intensify this. This is what shamanic music is about. So go ahead and visualize yourself in your amazing life. Walking to me with the front of ocean. My hand would probably be here with the vision of the water. And the man that I love is probably going to be somewhere in the distance. Or maybe just walking. And I would be talking to you on TikTok. Get you there. So you're welcome to call and tell me any specific things that you would like specifically to hear. And I will be so happy to have any, or any guests you want to see. Any book you've read that you want to listen to hear from the author, just go ahead and contact me. Right now we're also running a promotion, which I will tell you about after I tell you the three laws. The three first laws that you need. So the second law is called law of effect. Okay, you can write that down, law of effect, E-F-F-E-C-T. See yourself accomplishing the vision. See times in your life when you had things you desire, and concentrate on what you want to expand. So focusing on one specific part of your vision, and see what it is that you want to expand. So let's say for me, when I focus in on that vision, where my passion is among everything else, I have the whole environment, we have the ocean, we have the house, we have my husband or my boyfriend, someone that I love with me, but I would focus in and concentrate and expand on Tippy Talk. Because me talking to you, every step you take that is a successful step, I rejoice. So I would focus in on TikTok and on you. And on you succeeding to get where you want to be. To make as much money as you want to be, whether it's 100,000, a million thousand, or a trillion thousand, or just the next 10,000. It doesn't matter. That would make me rejoice. And that's what I would focus in. So focusing on what you would focus. See the effects and the steps leading up to having what you want to have in your life. And others do not need to acknowledge or compensate you at first. Act on who you are and what you want to do. Whatever it is that you want to do, just go ahead and do it. Don't worry about money at all. Make it a big part of who you are and tell people about it. That's exactly how I started with Tippy Talk. I think for about 1 year I was talking to myself. Maybe. At least it felt that way. Let them get ideas from how you serve as to how they could change the lives of others. But make it about what you are and not what you do. So what kind of person are you? What makes you tick? What makes you happy? What makes you sad? So here's an example of one of the things that I do, and this is from Ken, of course, this is from his website. And you can read that on his website, which is called youramazinglife.com with a dash in between, your-amazing-life.com, and get all the seven laws. Right now, you don't even have to wait until he comes to my show. And here is what he says. As an example of one of the things that I do to give flatellates, this is something I can do do is give flatellates. This is something I can do, and I love to bless the lives of the children who need my blood. Now, is this anything special? No, a kindergartner could do it. They give you a nice and comfy chair, treats, and a movie. It's not difficult. I do it because I can see it bless the lives of others. I tell people about it so they can get ideas on how they can change the lives of others. It's not about me. It's about what can you do? What can you do? Okay, so what he does is he likes to give platelets. Okay, so that's about the second law, the law of effect. And we're going to talk about one more law. And that's going to be the third law that we're going to discuss today. And you can definitely give me feedback and let me know how and how this has affected your life and how these three laws, have you started doing it? Is it something that you could do or you want to do and you can see the difference? Let me know how it went, because for me, every time I go through these things that I think are miracles, definitely miracles. So three is the law of focus. Focus is really important because we tend to, these days especially, we are so overloaded with information and so overloaded with stimulus that it's really hard to focus. You literally have to focus to focus. You have to make a decision to focus and then try to focus so that you could focus, because so many things are grabbing at your attention and all those things are taking away from your life, from your passion, from who you want to be. And it's keeping you stuck on everybody else's needs and focus. Their commercials, their TVs, their cell phones, their Facebook, other people's, not yours. So focus on what you want for you, because you love yourself and you love everybody else. So focus is what takes diffused light that has little in the way of power and combines it. A focus is what takes diffused light that has little in the way of power and combines it. The light that hits our world in the winter is so diffused that it barely warms the earth. And that same light can be so focused, it can then start a fire or create steam to run a turbine. That power comes through focus. So look back and see the times in your life when you did or had what you were looking for, and focus on the things that you want and see them in your life. And stay focused and do not get sidetracked at all, because successful people always stay on task and on track. So the third law is focus. And I remember very vividly a story that I heard from Tom Ligas, who's a very successful talk show host from one side to the other, national, okay? Not global, but national, very, very successful talk show host. And he was saying how when he first started, he was doing advertising a little bit, a little computer work. He was running around basically trying to make a living, but his heart and his passion was in talk show. He wanted to be a talk show host. That's all he ever wanted to be. And as he was running around getting a little bit of all those things that he was doing, but not doing anything really well and not doing anything really big, he got a letter from one of his fans in the mail. And he opened the envelope and he took a look, and there was one paper, one white blank paper inside. And right smack in the middle of that paper, there was a tiny little word that said focus. And he got it. That made him get it. He got it. And he made a decision right then and there he was going to focus on being a talk show host and the best that he could be. And guess what happened? He became one of the biggest talk show hosts for a long time. I don't know what happened to him now or where he's at or what he's doing, because I have not kept in touch with him. And I don't necessarily like his way of looking at things. But I did work for him. I was his screener for 3 days. Then he fired me because I let this old lady who could barely talk onto his show, which was one of the things I was not allowed to do. And so after 3 days, he noticed that I was substituting for his other screener, and he came running in, pointing at me, screaming, "Who is she? What is she doing here?" And that was it for me. And so, yes, I know him, and I have heard of him. But he was big, and that is his story, but it doesn't have to be your story. So focus on what it is that you want. Pick one thing. Don't worry, all the other things will still be there. But if you're very successful in one thing, you will be successful with everything else. So just pick one, go for it, then we'll deal with all the other ones. And so as an example, here is the questions you want to ask yourself. Were you fit in school? If you, let's say, healthy, were you healthy as a young adult? Can you see yourself as fit? Now, if you want to be fit, if that is your goal, if that is your focus, that's the question you ask them. Are there others who have the fitness that you want? Because remember, you want to be fit, that's the question you ask. What can you focus in and see? What can you see? How fit can you see yourself? Can you envision the health and the wellness? So in order to see it in your life, you must first see it in your mind. That's the secret. That's the trick that people do not understand. You don't roll up your sleeves and get to work before you concretely see it in your mind. And then, yes, go ahead and roll up your sleeves and do the job, because action without action, nothing is going to happen. But without first seeing it in your mind, it's going to be almost impossible to do it. So you must see it not just generally, but with a laser focus. You must see what it takes to get you to that desired spot where you want to be. You must see where you have had it, when you've had it, or what it will look like when you get it. This focus takes more than just seeing the end vision. It takes seeing what steps are needed to get you to the end vision, and maybe even making a list of the steps that you're going to have to take to get you to that vision that we envision in step number one, and to take you to step number two, and then to focus, which is step number three. And that's the three steps that we're going to discuss today, right here on Tiffy Talk. My name is Tiffy Felsenstein, and this has been a substitute Ken Gerber, because Ken Gerber couldn't be here today. But I think I did a pretty good job for him, and I am looking forward to giving you the rest of those steps. Check out Ken Gerber, or wait for him to come till next week. If you want to be notified about when exactly he's going to be here, as soon as I get a confirmation from him, all you have to do is follow this show right here, and you will be sent a notification. And that is everything that I wanted to tell you today. And so now we've come to the end of our time together here on Tiffy Talk. It has been wonderful chatting with all of you. And thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to Tiffy Talk. We bid you a magical journey, and let your talent be your potion. My name is Tiffy Felsenstein.